Next, subroutine A calls subroutine B, which pushes the contents of register A onto the stack, step 3. The return address that subroutine B should use later on when it returns to its caller is now on the top of the stack. Now, subroutine B calls subroutine C, step 4. Subroutine C does not call any subroutine, so register RA does not need to be saved. Subroutine C computes for a while and then returns to its caller with a jump register instruction using register RA. Step 5. Now subroutine B has control again. The return address it needs to use is at the top of the stack. Subroutine B returns to its caller by popping the stack into register RA and executing a jump register instruction with that new return address in register RA. Step 6. Now, subroutine A has control again. The return address it needs to use is at the top of the stack. So, subroutine A returns to its caller by popping the stack into register RA and executing a jump register instruction with register RA. Step 7. Finally, main has control again. After computing for a while, it returns to the operating system by popping the stack into register RA and using the jump register instruction, step 8.